It is a place with a rich history, as I was already beginning to discover just moments into my expedition. What a start to this new journey, I thought. Ahead of me lay 7 weeks, crisscrossing this enormous and unfamiliar place with who knows what in store. For a while now, I've been reading articles in newspapers or listening to people on the TV referring to me as an actor and travel writer. But it's only recently that I've really begun to think about what that means. The fact is, I've not done a great deal of acting lately, so I suppose that makes me primarily a travel writer. But the thing is, although I know my books are about journeys and adventures, in all honesty, I'm not sure I've really got to know the places I've visited as much as I would have liked. This was on my mind when I met up with my old friend Russ Malkin back in the spring of last year. He was aware of what was bugging me, and he had this idea about pushing the boundaries of various countries in a way we never had before. He wanted to start with Canada, the second biggest country in the world, and one I'd travelled to in long way round, and had always wanted to explore in more depth one day. This trip would be different. Yes, it was an expedition. We'd be crossing a continent, and it would be on bikes and boats and buses,